My testimony ties to my mom. When she was younger, she was a Christian, and her whole family were Christians. She grew up in a Christian home. But at the age of 9, her mom passed away during labor. Since she was the stronghold of the family, she was the one that motivated everyone to go to church. She wasn't there anymore to continue the motivation and the enthusiasm of that. So everyone drifted away from God. Everyone forgot about God. And of course, with grief and anger, that added to it. And so she turned away from God. And then I came along. Years passed. I came along with my brother. I am the middle child of 3. When I was in middle school, I was walking to school. I was on the 8th grade. I was walking to school one morning, as usual, on the sidewalk. As I was walking to school, I noticed a car coming out of a driveway in New Jersey. This car was blocking my path to continue walking to school. And I saw the man. He was just waiting, I guess, for the oncoming traffic to ease up so he can just enter into the street. But I guess there was a lot of traffic going and passing, and he wasn't able to just leave the sidewalk. So I was just standing there waiting for him to leave, to get out of the way so I can continue on my way to school. And he motioned me with his hand to go around his car. He actually did it twice, because the first time I just looked at him puzzled, like, okay, I'll just wait for you. But when he did it the second time, I guess I just gave in, and I was like, okay, I'll just go around the car. So I was going around the car, and actually the car was already onto the street. And of course, as I was going around the car, it forced me to step into the street. And when I stepped into the street, a truck came and hit me. I'm not sure if the truck was speeding, or if he was using a cell phone, or if he was distracted, if he didn't see me. But I was struck. When I was hit by the truck, I flew in the air and I hit the pavement. I'm guessing that he stopped because I wasn't rolled over. So I was rushed to the hospital. When my mother gets there, the doctors tell my mom that they had to do surgery because I had a blood clot on my brain. I'm not sure the specifics, if it was in my brain or on my brain, but they had to do surgery, and it was an emergency. So they did surgery. Of course, I fell into a coma. The big issue was that I wasn't waking up. So I wasn't waking up for days. Days went by, and I wasn't waking up. And the doctors told my mom, actually, that only a miracle could save me, that they did everything that they could. I guess this drew my mom to go back to God. So she started praying. Of course, her daughter is in a coma, not waking up. The doctors have no hope. They can't do anything else but to just wait for a miracle to happen. While I was in a coma, one day, a lady out of nowhere, I guess is one of the people that just comes to the hospitals and visit people and pray over people. Well, she comes into the intensive care room that I was in, and she looks at my mom. She asks for my mom's name. My mom tells her her name. And the lady tells my mom that she says, God has sent me here to tell you that your daughter is not going to die, but that she will live. And the only thing that you have to do is serve God. And when the lady told my mom that, my mom immediately remembered that when she was younger, she had made a promise to God that she was going to serve him for the rest of her life. And I guess she had forgotten about that. And now God is just using this whole giant issue, this whole giant thing that the devil was using to take away my life and just turned it into good as a reminder to my mom that that God is alive and God does love her. And so my mom remembered that, and she just cried out to God and just like asked for forgiveness. And then I don't know how many days later, but I woke up. I was in a coma for 2 weeks. God rose me up. Thank God, it was a miracle. It was amazing because I got up from the bed like fully recovered, as into physically. I wasn't in a wheelchair. I can just like have all the feelings that I'm supposed to be having. I only had minor issues, but it cannot be compared to the greater defects that a person could have totally walked out of. After the hospital, I did return back because of an asthma attack that I had. When I was in a coma, I had a tube down my throat, and when they removed it, my vocal cords got damaged, and it was really hard for me to breathe, and it was really hard for me to talk. 3 to 5 days later, after I was released from the hospital, we called the 911 because I couldn't breathe anymore, and I thought I was going to die again. And actually, this ties into the issue that I really had in high school. Because my vocal cords were damaged, I had a really deep, flat tone of a voice, and that caused me to have a lot of depression. Because of my surgery, my head was shaven, so I had no hair. So, of course, you go through a lot of peer pressure in high school, and especially when you're entering a place where nobody knows you. So my depression led to a lot of, like, hate towards God because I didn't feel loved by anyone. I hated God for what happened to me. I didn't understand why I had to do a lot of rehabilitation. I had to do a lot of tests. I was placed in a special education program due to what happened to me. I was teased in high school. I was teased at home. My parents, my brother, my family, the ones that were supposed to like love me all the time. And I guess it didn't know that it hurted me, but it did a lot. And I tried killing myself a lot of times. I didn't want to live. I didn't find any point at living. I didn't understand the whole meaning of life. And especially after this whole stupid accident. But then my senior year, I started attending Bible study at school, which is pretty funny. Because I would have never thought that there would be a Bible study at my school. I attended a very ghetto high school where I would never even think about hearing about God or his love at all. So I started attending this Bible studies, and that's where I began to learn about God and about his love for me. And I began to find my identity in Christ. Before this, I was attending church right after I was released from the hospital, in high school. I started attending this church, but the church that I was attending, like, it was just like a dead religion kind of thing. I didn't see any point of going. It was just like a social thing, I guess. So I didn't really enjoy going. Me and my family, we just stopped going to this church. We just deleted church from our life. And and when I was in my senior year of high school, after I started attending these Bible studies, I would come home and I would tell my mom about all the stories that I would learn about. And they were so amazing, you know. And she would begin to be encouraged by it. And then that sparked into her a hunger to search out a church for herself, to seek God for herself. So she found a church. One day she invited me to one of their tent revivals. And eventually I attended to one of them. And when I did, I attended their altar call. I stepped in, and the altar call was to recommit their lives to God. Because at the prior church that I used to go to, but after I was released from the hospital, I said the sinner's prayer, and I accepted the Lord as my Savior. But I didn't really get to know the gist of it, what was to have a personal relationship with Him. I wasn't really instructed or like advised on to what to do as far as maintaining a relationship with Jesus, and about the importance of reading your word and praying and just relying on God for everything. So after I recommitted my life to God, I was just like on fire for God, and I was just so happy, and like everything that I wanted to do was just to please Him. And yeah, I have a hope and a future in Him. Without Him, everything is purposeless. Everything is just a chasing after the wind. Nothing really makes sense.